Hello, and welcome to a new Pixel Recess. Or is it morning? Is it morning for you? It's morning for me. I just got done shoveling our driveway of ice. It's ice. It looks like snow, but when you start to shovel it, you realize it's just ice. So my back hurts, and I'm sweaty still. And I'm digging my way out to get out of the house because the kids have off again. They have not gone to school pretty much all year. Thanks to the superhero known as the Polar Vortex. He's not saving the day. He's not helping anybody. Well, he's helping children. I really believe that Polar Vortex is the collective wishes of kids who just don't want to go to school, and they're winning. Anyway, that's why I'm a little late today in getting this up. Internet problems, ice storms, kids at home. So I'm bunkered down in my usual broadcasting station, The Closet. I might have to take a nice wide-angle shot of this so you guys can see the amazing amount of money that I spend on bringing this crime to you all. And thank you, again, for being here. Anyway, today's episode is not so much an interview as it is a rant on entrepreneurship that Sean and I kind of went on toward the end of our talk that I felt was too good to just kind of let go. It's fun. Enjoyable for me. It'll probably be horrible for you, but what should you expect as a listener? You should expect nothing else but that. Today's show is brought to you by Steve Perry and Shovels. Anyway, let's get on with the crimes.
You know what? We've got to start either a website or a podcast about that.
About
exposing all the crap.
There's so much of it.
With entrepreneurship.
No, there's very few people that are a real entrepreneur, if whatever it means. What does it mean? Like you're a go-getter? What?
Who knows?
A real go-getter, fella. That's all it means.
I think it's a person, literally it's a person who can say the word. Because everyone else is one too, right?
Well, everyone is. My four-year-old's an entrepreneur.
Right, exactly. Anyone who has an idea and wants to
be their own boss.
Yeah.
Someone who doesn't know how to keep a job and has too much pride to work at the Gap. What's your idea?
It's blank for blank.
Yeah, it is always blank for blank. Oh, I hate that's yeah, that's also the entrepreneur thing. We're this for this. It's Uber for tacos. We're sausages for helmets.
Yeah. Just think sausages. But instead of for breakfast, think about it like from the perspective of a helmet.
We're called meathelmets.com.
The market potential here, by the way, for the synergy of the upward stream revenue dynamics, it's a great play.
Yeah, we're efforting real hard to get the right numbers to get a good ROI on.
So what's your ask?
Our big action item for that on the ask is for the user to endure the horrible odor of rotting meat that's on their head from the meat helmet. But we really do believe that the engagement rate over a long term has been proven through bacon.
No, I want you to back up there because you had me at engagement.
Yes, the engagement.
What I'd like to know can this scale?
Oh, it's very scalable. You can get it. You can have helmets as big as you need or as small as you need. It's very scalable, yeah. There's no drag and drop feature on it, though, but it is scalable.
Mobile?
Mobile, also unmobile.
Local?
It's always local. It's also localized, meaning it's in every language. It's not responsive. It's dead. It's meat. It's very unresponsive, but that's on purpose.
Meat header? Meat headly?
Head meat, yeah. You got some head meat.
Head meatify.
That's what we call our users. We call them head meat.
Head meat.
And we have a good social component, which is the fact that no one will stop talking about the fact that you're wearing meat on your head. But aren't we all just meatheads?
Of course. But you don't want to. I mean, obviously, you don't mention that in your marketing.
No, it's too on the nose.
On your marketing push.
Yeah, no. The marketing push is going to be purely through what we hope can be a firestorm of social engagement via forced
and paid for viral, viral campaigning, using the likes of the Vine and the Insta Polaroid or Gram Insta.
What hashtag are you using? Did you guys choose a hashtag?
All of them. Yeah, we're using all of them.
Okay.
Eagle is one of the hashtags. Wreath.
I assume you've got a couple of celebrity endorsements.
Endorkments. Yeah, we have a few of them. Pee Wee Herman.
Tell me you got Kanye.
No, we don't have Kanye.
Loves me.
We have his brother Canoe West.
I could see Lady Gaga with a meat helmet.
She's actually our inspiration. Her and Bjork have been our huge inspiration. It's fashion forward as well.
I heard Valley Meats already has Bjork.
I mean, we're thinking with the Super Bowl coming up and the concern for head injuries and safety, as well as locally grown, organic, grass-fed, non-hormone-induced meat product. You know, all of those things synergized into one super social, viral in terms of disease spreading because it's completely unsanitary, you know.
Because it is viral. It's literally virus.
It's literally a virus. We really think it'll spread.
No, I get it.
The bird flu.
This market is ripe for disruption.
It's ripe for the swine flu. Yeah, it's very ripe for disrupting bowels and other things.
You got my money, Paul.
I got your money. Dogecoin is our preferred method of money and investment. We think it's the wave of the future. The bacon wave is dying out. I believe it's going on the down low.
Well, now there's where I'm gonna have to stop you.
All right, it's still a good product. We just think that the wave of enthusiasm has been shifting towards the meat cupcake and the meat helmet with the gravy packs. That's the big 2.0 is
add-on, right? SaaS
is well, not the SaaS per se, it's more virtual goods. Yeah, onions, gravy. Not even just virtually. It is very real. It's the physical goods. So, yeah, there's a little bit of investment up front in the Doge for the Doge, doggy.
What are you estimating your
exit?
Cost per acquisition.
Oh, cost of user.
In Doges.
It'll probably be a number. We're hoping for letters.
Oh, my gosh. All right, man. Let's do this again sometime.
No. There you have it. That is what happened. Sort of an improv thing. It's not. I don't know what improv is. I've never done it. I sort of just live it. So funny. So there you have it. That was what that was. I hope it was enjoyable. I found it somewhat entertaining. Am I biased? Duh. Yes. Plus it's my show, and I can force upon you anything I wish. And that was what I wished. Anyway, you can find the show on Twitter at Pixel Recess, or you can follow me at Wiseacre, where I actually tweet mostly terrible things, but it goes in line with the show. Find the show on the web at recess.unitedpixelworkers.com. So, please be a patron of United Pixel Workers. They do amazing work. And they're good friends. Also, please go to thenetawards.com, look for the best podcast, and you can finally cast your final vote in getting this show an award, which I have shamelessly been plugging since the beginning of the show, and it is coming to fruition. I guess if you will it, it will happen, or at least if you submit yourself with at least 36 different emails to get nominated, then you'll get nominated. So now I have to create another several thousand fake alias emails to nominate myself. Is it a lot of effort? Yes. Is it worth it? Probably not. Am I insane? Let's not answer that. Let's not go there. There's a lot of room for interpretation in that word. So let's not get too bogged down in semantics. But I would appreciate a vote to put your finger where your button is. Button your fingers. Finger that button. Also, go to iTunes, where this show sort of lives. That's not true. I don't know how many people have you listened through iTunes or the web. So you would have to go to iTunes, search for Pixel Recess, and subscribe. Click that little subscribe button, and then look for a review, and add a review, or at least give it a rating. Because I'll be honest with you. It helps my ego. It helps me feel like this is for a purpose, even though it is not. There's absolutely no purpose to this other than to be mindlessly entertaining and a short-term distraction from whatever it is we're all subjecting ourselves to. Life's short. Enjoy it. Don't make it so serious. Just calm down a little bit. You have to get stuff done. I get that. But let this be a little pause, a little hiatus from getting stuff done. Just kind of smiling and relaxing. Real chatty this morning. Really apologize about that. Anyway, just go to iTunes, subscribe, please leave a review. I enjoy reading them. They're awesome. I appreciate all 55 of you who have left a review. I really do. And I thank you for listening to my mouth crimes. Words are hard. I hope you all have a wonderful remaining week. And if you're in this polar vortex, maybe it's time we give a call out to global warming and he can come and have a little battle with polar vortex and we'll see who's victorious. Till then, hope you all have a wonderful week.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.